And welcome to this week's Mungal Show. I am Matt Mungal. Always appreciate you hanging out with us each week, especially you radio peeps who are just living and breathing and dying by this radio thing because it is here to stay. We appreciate you on the weekends. If you're taking us on the podcast, hey, we love that too. Everything that we do, you can check out mungalshow.com for more reviews, interviews, Blu-rays, everything that's going on. And if you are listening on the radio, I always want to remind you that the podcast is sometimes more of a show. We're not limited by time. And sometimes we go a little bit long and talk about other stuff. So even if you listen to us on the radio show, we would love for you to check out the podcast as well. All that you can find at mungalshow.com. You can follow us you can listen on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get all of your cool podcast stuff. Well, joining me as always from thischicksflicks.com, it is Susan Kamyob Stevens.
Hey.
I feel like this is going to be a fun show because normally we've got award shows to talk about. We've got nominees. So it's been a while since we've just focused on streaming stuff and what we're watching and kind of the core of what the show is really, I think, is what's fun about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it would be fun, if it's up to you, I'm probably just springing this on you last minute. I thought it'd be fun. I want to go through each of the streaming channels and kind of read out their top watched shows right now, like the most trending on each streaming service.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah.
And then we can kind of just say like what we agree with, like, no, I haven't watched that, or yeah, definitely got to watch that. And then we can also filter in what we're watching on each of the streaming platforms as well.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, awesome. Well, I figured we would start with, and also it'd be fun to talk about, as we talk about each streaming service, I know it sounds like we're braggadocious in this, but we have talked about the fact that we are blessed in the fact that we don't pay for a lot of streaming services.
Literally.
So it'd be fun to just talk about, like, if you had to pay for it, if where this one ranks on, yeah, I would definitely pay for this.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And we'll start with Paramount Plus, because I feel like Paramount Plus it's come up in its years. It is obviously all of the CBS shows. Paramount is owned by CBS. So anything that's you would watch on a CBS cable channel is on there, plus other things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, where does Paramount Plus land on your, I would own it, I would pay for it, I don't care how much it costs?
I think it's lower for me. I don't think I watch it quite as often. That has the RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. Mm-hmm. I have to watch the regular season on my cable that I still pay for. But yeah, I think it'd be on the lower end. Obviously, they still have some movies every once in a while, but I'm trying to think, like, show wise, I think I just watch All Stars Drag Race. I can't think of another show, just like some special movies here and there. So I think it's on the lower end. What about you?
Yeah, kind of the same for us too. There are some shows that we definitely watch. I think the only thing we would miss is Big Brother. Which is currently on
Big Brother. Yeah.
Big Brother and Survivor are the only two shows I think that we would just be like, oh, we've got to find a way to watch those. Dutton Ranch is a big show on there now. I know a lot of people who follow Yellowstone. I'm not a big Yellowstone, so I'm not really watching Dutton Ranch much.
Right.
Lioness is probably it's the top trending show on Paramount Plus right now. They have a new season out. So I haven't watched Lioness. Have you watched it? And it's Lioness.
No.
I know it sounds like I'm saying Lioness, like Lioness and Lucy. It's Lioness.
No. Yeah, I know. No, I mean, I don't really, because I don't really get into any of the shows. Like, I mean, not that, but definitely I was just thinking, I was like, I'm not into Yellowstone or 1923 when they had that, or Dutton Ranch. That's very rare for me to watch those shows. So,
well, Landman was good. I really enjoyed Landman, and of course Dexter. I voted a lot for Dexter in our Super
Dexter
Awards.
Yeah,
so Dexter's on there. But now that Dexter is over and Landman is over, it's like, what have you done for me lately on these streaming channels?
Right.
So, and it's one of those where I know a lot of people, we do this with some of the streaming services, is we will go and we'll get it for a month or two and then binge everything we want to watch.
That's, I know, out. A lot of people that do that.
And then just cancel it or pause it or whatever your, you know, contract allows you to do.
And they let you keep like doing that? They don't like notice what you're doing?
They don't care, because I mean, obviously if you've paused it or ended your subscription, you're not watching anything. So when you come back, it's not a win or a lose for them either way.
Right.
Like, they don't care, you know, if you pay for a month, watch as much as you want for a month. Now, sometimes you get a break if you pay for a long term, obviously, but if you just want to go in, and we do that a lot with Hallmark, BritBox, PBS, like at the end of the year when all their really cool stuff is out, we'll get it for 3 months and we'll just dive headfirst into that. So,
Okay.
Paramount might be one of those to do that because I know that Dexter
Yeah.
is fun. All of the Universal movies are on Paramount, right? Paramount owns Universal.
Oh, I thought they
So,
were on HBO. Is it they go to Paramount now?
well, a lot of the old, like all of the Mission Impossible, anything that's a Universal, and with Paramount HBO, their relationship right now, it's they do have a lot of cross-pollination. Even some a lot of stuff showing up on Netflix now too.
Yeah.
But a lot of the old stuff, Blade Runner, I know is big right now. Wolf of Wall Street, everybody's going back and watching. So there's some classic stuff. I know Strange New World, if you're Star Trek fans, that's a big one on there as well. But I agree with you. I think Paramount, all things even, I would probably find a way to just live without Big Brother and Survivor.
Yeah, I think I could honestly, if I had to, it just wouldn't be worth for how much I use it. I love having it. It's a nice bonus. And there is like, well, I think like all the Screams are on Paramount, right? Paramount Plus has all the Screams right now. So I gotta watch those. I mean, that was a really nice touch. So don't get me wrong, I see the perks of it. But I think, with all these streaming services, that would be one that I would learn to live without, I think. That might be the
Granted.
only one, to be honest, but yeah.
All right. Well, next on the list I have is Prime Video. This one frustrates me because we are a Prime family, like most people are with Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And at one point, that was fine. You got everything on Prime Video, but now they're like, oh, you don't want commercials? Well, you got to play the exorbitant Prime rate, which I don't know why
And
that bothers
we
me.
pay for it. Do you have, we don't get Prime free. Do you pay for it?
No, I don't pay. Well, I pay for Amazon Prime, like which is
Right.
separate from Prime Video. And used to, if you had Amazon Prime, then Prime Video movies and shows were rolled into that without commercials. So now
So
we just have to
you,
watch commercials. I'm not paying Amazon
oh,
any more money. Just
that's what I'm
not.
saying. So you have a Prime subscription and you get access to the shows and movies, but you have to watch commercials.
Yeah, which is annoying. Like,
Okay.
if you're watching a 45-minute show, they might have one commercial break in the middle. So there's not a lot of commercials, but enough for me to be like, you know what, Amazon, you don't need any more of my money. You really don't. So I know you
Fair
come to my
enough.
house every single day and bring me stuff, but you're not getting any more movies and
No,
or
that's
more.
fair enough. That's fair. I mean, we did it. We paid for it. Because Trevor could not stand the commercials. I forgot what we were watching, if it was The Boys or Gen V or something. And he saw that happen and he was like, oh no. So we're gonna pay for that.
Yeah. And that makes sense. We were the same way. Well, Hulu was one of those that way before we started getting
Hulu
Hulu,
is bad. They
their
do
ads were like every 5 minutes,
so
there'd be like a 4 minute
many.
commercial break. We were like, what is happening?
Oh, yeah. No, can't do that. No.
And also, what's interesting about Prime is Prime seems to have access of stuff that would be everywhere else. Like the most trending thing on Prime right now is House of the Dragon, which is an HBO Max show. Ted Lasso, which is an Apple TV show.
Well, wait, but you don't get to watch those. You'd have to
You have
have.
to subscribe to that certain channel.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say that counts. You have to count, like, I think it's Sterling Point that's like the number one show right now on Prime.
Have you watched Sterling Point?
No, not yet. I'm going to, though.
Oh
I
my
am
gosh.
absolutely going to. Did you watch it? Kimberly?
I didn't watch it, but I had to live through it.
Live
Kimberly
through
took
it.
this past weekend and binged the whole thing. And it's, I don't know. She gets locked into these shows. And I know it's like this most popular show on Prime right now. So
Oh.
there must be something about it. But it was, to me, it is the acting and
Oh.
just the stereotypes and just the cookie cutter template. I was like, we have seen, I don't, why is this show popular right now? Why is it popular? But she
I
loved it.
don't
She thought it
know.
was great.
People who have watched it have said I like it is so good. I'm definitely down to watch it. You know me, I'm a diehard The Summer I Turned Pretty, and I don't know. I don't. Did Kimberly watch that? She
I
would
think
love
so. Yeah.
that.
Her and Katie watched it. She watches all those shows. I think there's not a show out there she doesn't watch.
And I liked Off Campus too. So
She loved Off Campus.
I think this one looks more appealing to me. I didn't have an interest in what's it called? The year after, every year after or something. I'm sure Kimberly watched that, but that one didn't appeal to me. But this one is, I'm just waiting. I have a lot of stuff to watch, but I will. I'll probably just, I mean, honestly, I'd like to do what I did with The Summer I Turned Pretty and wait for the final season. But now I'm waiting for a movie for The Summer I Turned Pretty that comes out next year. I'm just like dying for that. Part of me wants to wait for The Summer I Turned Pretty movie because I'm like, that's where I'm still at. And I want to like focus on that. But no, I mean, that one's a big one. But speaking of Prime, just like with what I'm, what Prime also has like a lot of great movies.
They
Like, I
do.
mean, they have great shows that I watch. I've been watching more and more shows on it because Invincible is on there. Obviously, watch The Boys and Gen V. Gen V's canceled, Boys is done, but we still watch Invincible. And then, like I said, some of these teen shows, Summer I Turned Pretty, Off Campus, Sterling Point. But they have these movies, some specials, like just like good, whatever, like the Heads of States or whatever was a fun one. But I'm watching currently, I'm like halfway, a little more. The Gates. It's like a thriller, crime, drama. It's actually James Vanderbeek's last film. It's got like Dallas ties, actually. It was like it's like set in like Denton, Texas, and
Oh,
all.
wow.
Yeah, you hear McKinney, Highland Park, all those things. So it's like because like the director, I think, grew up here or something. Anyways, the movie's okay. It's frustrating. I wanted to see James Vanderbeek. I wanted to see the cast is like the main guy. You'll definitely recognize him. He's in so much.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of good movies that Prime has. I just say we pay for it. We don't get it free, and I would need it. I love it. Prime is up there for me.
Yeah, and I should say, even though we live through the commercials, Prime is one of those. If it was all or none, like if we just had to pay for it, like commercials weren't an option, we would pay for that because there
Exactly.
is, you're right, there's so much stuff out there. I know Masters of the Universe was cool because they released that,
Oh
which
yeah,
I thought
Master.
was really early as a movie on
It
there.
was. That was a legit treat. Like, I mean, that was exactly. Sometimes they release these movies that you're like, oh, I didn't know you're releasing that so soon. So, yeah, I just, I'll go
And the
ahead.
Devil's Mouth was real fun. I think you and I both watched that.
Oh,
That was a
yeah.
fun little shark movie to end summer.
Yeah.
Sheep Detectives, I haven't watched it yet. Kimberly said it was one of her favorite movies this year.
I can't believe you
So,
didn't watch it. It's like, I feel like you'd really like it. It was
you know what? I don't
cute.
like animated, so to me, a talking sheep is just about as close to animation.
I
So I'm
will
gonna watch it.
say the talking animals was a little much for me. I was kind of like, oh, this is really corny. I'm feeling Babe vibes. But the story, when it all comes out, I'm like, okay, this is pretty good.
Yeah, I heard it was like, you know, and I love detective shows. So, I mean, I hear it's like the really good, like
The
solid detective thing. So,
great. Yeah, I would say the mystery is great. Great
yeah.
reveal, a
Awesome.
phenomenal cast. So it's really worth watching.
Yeah. Does it have the villain? He's like, I would have got away with it if it wasn't for you meddling sheep.
I
That would be.
mean, he doesn't say that, or he or she doesn't say that, but I could easily see them saying something like that if it could have been easily placed. Like, if it wasn't, because it definitely is one of
Yeah.
those things you're like, I didn't know. I'll tell you, I couldn't have figured it out.
Awesome. Well, I'm gonna have to check it out then. That'll be one I can just throw on, I think, and watch. So I'll do it. And then, of course, Reacher is my favorite show on Prime.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
Reacher's
So their new
great.
season's coming is out or coming out. So I'm really excited about that. So yeah, Prime, I think, is one of those I would pay for.
Prime is a good one.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about Mr. Hulu since we mentioned him before. This is very confusing, especially to us people in the press, because Hulu and Disney Plus are in bed together. If you want to, you can package them together and get Disney Plus and Hulu. You can even add ESPN because they own all of those. And most of the Hulu stuff, I would say 99.9% of it, you can watch on the Disney Plus app if you have a Hulu subscription. So, which I found out the hard way. So it's
Yes,
like,
you did.
and I've noticed, I don't know how much, do you still watch stuff on the Hulu app or do you watch Hulu programs on the Disney Plus app?
I do both. I was
Do?
watching Hulu. Like, I mean, I'm like, Hulu was where I was watching, having my son watch Curious George. And I
Interesting.
can't watch Curious George on there anymore. And I'm so annoyed. Like, I have to go to YouTube and watch this, like, annoying commercials and whatever. It's just like so frustrating. And I mean, that's where I would go to Hulu to watch the new season of The Scrubs. So, and that's how we would watch, which again, we could record that since we have the show, we could record Scrubs. We watched Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which we can record, but it's nice to just pull it up on the app. So, and I mean, it's a little annoying just because we've never had issues with it. Because I guess I was just like you. I assumed that if we had Disney Plus, we were going to have all the content that we could like on there. And it's no, it's locked up. So there's no, you got to pay for both. So I want the Hulu back. I would really hope, like they said, they would give it to us back because there are shows, especially for award. Hulu also has some really great mini series.
They do.
They'll bust out some great ones. Candy, the Plainville Girl one, you know. So I'm just kind of like, hey, we gotta watch your shows and movies. Oh,
I
they have
know.
movies too. Great movies.
They do. And what we, the frustration and the reason I asked about the Disney Plus app is because we stopped watching the Hulu app at all. All the Hulu shows we would watch in Disney Plus because our Hulu app would constantly lock up and kick us out, or it would crash.
Interesting.
And I was like, so I didn't know if it was like maybe Hulu app didn't play well with our Samsung. I don't know what was going on. But everything we so we just watched everything through Disney Plus because the Hulu app was so janky on our end. I'm not saying that it's for everybody.
Yeah, no,
But
it's not.
you're right. They just have a lot to watch. And I know The Shards is their new show that's supposed to be really good
Yeah.
from
Love Story is
FX.
a big one for them. We just got like a thing, an email about Love Story to consider for award consideration.
Absolutely. I know Furious was out, and then I was in the middle of, we talked about this during the Super Awards. I got hooked on Alien Earth because it was such a high nominated show, and now I, you know, you can't watch it without Hulu. So I'm like, oh, I gotta have that back. So I think it's one of those, if I had to have Hulu, here's the good part. It's only a $1 more to bundle Disney Plus and Hulu. If you
Oh,
have
is it?
a Disney Plus subscription or a Hulu separate subscription is like $18.99 a month. If you bundle them together, it's $19.99 a month. So they're all there. You can tell they're almost to the point of merging because they're like, for a buck more, just pay the buck and let us and get both of them. So if I had to pay it, I would definitely do the bundle package and pay the $19.99 a month and have Disney Plus and Hulu all together if that was the case.
Well, yeah. So, all right. I mean, I have Disney, we pay for Disney Plus. We did not get, I did not get blessed like Matt, who got some miracle free Disney Plus.
And which I have no idea how it works, but I don't
Yeah,
want to
that's
break it,
very
so
nice.
I'm not asking anybody or saying anything to anybody because that just it just works. I think
No,
it's in some
and
kind of a loop, and so I'm like, okay, fine.
yeah, which is awesome. I'm still gonna wait out to see if it's gonna change. Like I'm hoping maybe this month we hear back because I do want Hulu. If not, because we're already paying for Disney Plus, I will gladly add that on because I like having both Hulu and Disney Plus
Yeah,
stuff.
for sure. And you know, I got to find out how MasterChef ends. I don't know who won MasterChef, waiting on
So
Hulu.
how would you do it though? Because you're getting Disney Plus free. Could you add that, or you're gonna have to, or it'll mess you up, and then you'll
Here's
have
the
to.
thing, because I was curious about that. I'm like, I don't want to rock the boat because I have no idea why I have Disney Plus. So I went into Disney Plus and it hit the bundle and said, hey, add Hulu for a dollar more. And I'm like, I'll do that. Let me just try it. So I clicked on it and the app would crash. It's like Disney Plus is like, okay, I see that you have Disney Plus, but you don't have Disney Plus. And so it's like it would just freak it out. So I'm like, I'm not even going to try it anymore. So it was just weird. It's almost like the Disney Plus, my account is like, well, I see you have an account, but you don't have an account. We don't know what to do with it. We're just going to crash. So it's really weird. I don't know what's going on. So I'm just riding that wave while I can.
No, you should. I would
But
too. I
yeah.
would not rock that boat either. If it was
Nope.
me, I would probably just get like a separate Hulu account if you ended up wanting it to pay
I was
for.
going to, but then it's $18.99 a month. I'm like, I don't know if it's worth $18.99 a month.
That's kind of that's steep
That's a little
for,
steep.
but for
That's a little
Hulu,
steep
it's
for, yeah. But again, all the Spider-Man shows are out there. Daredevil's out there, which I know is a Disney Plus kind of a thing, but you know, it's almost like a the Hulu thing as well. So
I just, yeah, I really hope we get that. Also because like, I mean, it's part of our job. Like you want to, we got to vote on these things and it's nice to have them.
I
So
know.
hopefully
We're
that
working
gets
for that
through.
free app, dang it.
We really are.
We
So
are.
hopefully, well, I'm more annoyed because I was told that we were going to get it. I think that's the thing. I have emails saying like it's going to come and there, but they just said there was a new process. So I'm just like, what is it? Tell
What's that
me.
new process? Because the old process was a lot better.
Oh my God, it was so nice. The old process, you just emailed the guy and then they said, here you go, and
Here's your
done.
code. I know. And part of me wonders if it is because of the migration of Hulu and Disney Plus, which, according to all the trades, is supposed to happen at the end of 2026. There's no date on it, but for the last 18 months, any research says that the merge is going to happen at the end of the year.
And
So
that's what I figured. I figured it had something to do with the merging of Disney Plus and Hulu, which I got excited about because I was like, oh, could I finally get free Disney Plus too? But you know, I'm not, I'll just take the Hulu. I just want the Hulu. I don't mind.
I know we're not beggars. Well, a little bit.
You're getting the Disney Plus for free. So yeah. Well, no, here's the question though. If you didn't get Disney Plus for free, would you pay for it?
That's the question, because that was the app I wanted to move to next.
Yeah.
I don't know
Because are
if
you
I
paying for
would.
Hulu? You're not paying for Hulu then. You wouldn't pay for Hulu.
If I didn't get either one, and the package was $19.99 a month, would I pay $20 for Disney Plus and Hulu?
Yeah.
That's the question. I don't know. I think I would for a few reasons. I don't. There's a lot of there's Disney Plus has a lot of movies. If you set up an adult account and not a kid account, there's a ton of really cool stuff in there movie
Disney
wise.
Plus is great.
It's got everything in the world. Obviously, it's got all the Star Wars films. It's got all the Marvel films. It's got all the Marvel series. I mean, if you're into that sort of the world, then it's a no-brainer. You have to have it. But at the same time, most of that, I could figure if I had 20 bucks, I could take 20 bucks a month and go out and purchase most of those movies that I don't already have. Like most of the Marvel stuff I own, I could just put the disc in. So it's
True.
just a convenience.
It's
So
the
I don't know if I would
convenience.
pay $20. Would you pay $20 for both of them?
Well, I think I pay more for Disney Plus. I think Disney Plus is expensive. Well, we pay a yearly thing. So I don't know what that comes out to. I want to say it was, let me say it was 160. Let's say that. So that's 13. It's about that. I think it was 16. Maybe it went up though. But yeah, I mean, I would have to because we're starting to show Carter the Disney movies. And I do have VHSs, but we're not pulling that out. So,
Yeah, we're not dusting that monster
especially
off.
because like, I mean, I have to have like Toy Story ready on a whim for him. So I can be like, boom, boom, here you go.
All hell's gonna
So,
break loose, Mom, if I ain't got my Toy Story.
yeah, I'm on Toy Story. So I'm like, okay. So yeah, no, I would, like I said, this one, I'm waiting. I can wait for Hulu. I can wait a little bit since we have the Disney Plus. But if I don't, then I would end up, you know, going ahead and paying because I do think Hulu and Disney Plus is worth having.
Yeah, I think we would, because of how much we watch on Hulu through all the Fox shows that we watch, I think we would bite the
Yeah.
bullet on that one and bundle them together. Now, I'm not paying extra for ESPN, because you can also
No.
add the
Oh.
ESPN part of the bundle. There
No.
is nothing I watch on ESPN.
I couldn't tell you one. I told you this yesterday. I couldn't tell you one show on ESPN. I couldn't tell you one person on ESPN. I don't care, and I am not paying for that.
Yeah, the only thing I miss with ESPN is Monday Night Football, because probably 60%, now 60% of the Monday night games will stream on ABC if you have an aerial antenna. So I'll go old school and I'll watch it on ABC Live.
Okay.
But there are a handful of Monday night games that you have to have ESPN or you can't watch, which sucks because I'm thinking of all the football fans out there who are on a tight budget and now they have to have ESPN somehow to watch football. So I don't know. I think that's kind of cheesy when they moved away from the streaming platforms like CBS,
Yeah.
NBC, and things like that. But I am not going to pay for ESPN for 4 or 5 Monday night games a year. Not going to do
No.
it.
No,
Doesn't make
thank
sense.
you. Nope.
Pass.
Nope.
Here's one that's always been low on my list. You and I over the last several years, as we have done this podcast, We have labeled this quality over quantity, and I still think it's the same way. And I'm talking about Apple TV. Apple TV, I don't even know how much Apple TV is.
I don't either.
I have no idea how much Apple TV is.
Yeah.
But what's funny about Apple TV is you can order a pizza and get a month of Apple TV free.
Oh, yeah, they do offer a lot of that
They
stuff.
everything you buy is like, hey, you want a month of Apple TV? It's so
Which is
funny to me.
really all you need is a month to catch up on whatever you need there.
Exactly. You can log in for a month and binge Kate Ve Fear, Widow's Bay, Ted Lasso,
Wait, I
Sugars.
thought Widow's Bay is not Netflix?
That's an Apple TV show.
Oh, gosh.
So yes, there's some really good things on there, but you don't have to have it year round, I don't think. And here's something too about, and I know you're gonna, people get like, dang, you press, people get everything. Apple TV is the number one provider, I think, to press because they have an Apple TV screener app, which has literally everything that's ever aired on Apple TV in its history. And you know, if I want to go out there and watch, and a lot of times, I mean, maybe if it's a little bit early, it's not the full rendering, but you can't tell. Sometimes, I mean, it doesn't save your place if you're, you know, really,
Yeah, it doesn't
but
save
big
your
deal.
place and stuff, but I mean, for me, it's same. I mean, but I maybe it's hard because we have the Apple TV Plus screening room, which is that's all I need. I don't
That's all I
need a
need.
subscription. I just need that because, and what's really nice is we get the movies and shows early, especially the movies. I love getting the movies in advance and I'll immediately watch those. Ted Lasso right now, I'm waiting for them all to come out. I think we have the first six. So I'm just waiting for all 10 to come out, but obviously I'll binge that when that's there. But yeah, same with the shows. Cape Fear, that was a really nice one. But I mean, yeah, like I love it. I can't say I mean, I probably would end up paying for it if it went away. I hope not, but it's a very nice, 'cause, or you know what I'd do? I think with that one, I would do like the monthly thing. Okay, let me just buy it for a month and then put it aside and then check in on it. 'Cause I don't think I need it consistently, but they have such good stuff. Like you, yeah, we've talked about quality over quantity. They don't like vomit shows and movies, but they get some top-notch actors and scripts. Presumed Innocent. Oh my God.
I
That
know.
was so good. There's just too many good things to not be able to watch that.
The Dink, Pluribus, Shrinking, Slow
Dink, yes.
Horses, Your Friends and Neighbors, Severance. I mean, these are all shows that people know because of award season. I mean, these shows are just, you know, Margo's Got Money Troubles. I mean, and they have a few movies on there. Their movies are a little bit hit and miss, but when they do, they're good. But yeah, there's,
Oh,
and if you just want to
wasn't
binge some
Coda?
shows,
Coda? Was that Apple TV Plus? Coda?
it was.
So one
Apple
of the.
TV came in and said, you know what? We want an Oscar for Best Picture. Let's just do that.
I mean, they were
The
the
first rattle.
first streaming platform to earn an Oscar for Best Picture. Look at them. That just tells you quality over quantity sometimes.
It does. And they have a good marketing or buying team. They have some people who know what to buy and what not to spend money on. It's like, because that was huge. I mean, there's been streaming channels, Netflix being the main one, who have tried for years to get at that table for the Oscar win. And they get nominated, but they can't push
They're
it through.
so close. They're so close. I know it's coming. The right film will do it, but I want it to be the right film for them too. They've
Me
won
too.
best foreign language film.
Yeah, they've won stuff
One.
like that, and they've got some, you know, some actor and actress
Oh, and
nods, I think. And
they won animation with the Pinocchio. So it's not like they're
Right.
getting there.
But you know they're chomping. They just want it. They want that best picture really bad.
They do. They'll get it.
Another one that's grown on me that I find that I watch hit and miss is Peacock. Peacock is an NBC product. The same way Paramount Plus does all the CBS side, Peacock is all the NBC products. So you have The Office, you have, you know, The Office. That's all you need on
Well,
it.
I guess Friends is on there now too, right? Or is it? Well, I know
I
you have
think
Parks and Rec. I
so.
don't know if Friends. Let me double check.
Yeah, I mean,
Oh, I watch
Community, you can
Peacock.
watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah, Parks and Rec for sure. I don't know if I've ever seen Friends out there.
The paper,
Yeah, The Paper.
which is a new one.
So, and they, you know, they do some really cool, like they get, like they got Obsession, the
Oh
number
yeah.
one movie of the year. And, you know, the Peacock ended up with that one.
Friends was on HBO for a while, so I don't know if it stayed there, but
Maybe
whatever.
so.
Either way, The, like you were saying,
Yeah,
they got
Pressure is a new
Obsession.
movie that's on there. Obsession, Troy. Peacock's really good about bringing back movies that fit. You know, they're like, oh, hey, we got to start airing Troy because The Odyssey's in theaters. So,
Right.
so they have a lot of old stuff. I think all of the Harry Potter stuff is on Peacock. I know it's on HBO too, but I
I
think a
didn't
lot of the Harry
know.
Potter stuff's on Peacock. Psych. So yeah,
They
I mean, but.
also, yeah, they release like reminders of him. They release I watched just recently last week, I watched You, Me, and Tuscany because I was just curious to watch. It was terrible. It was so cheesy, very cliche rom-com, but I watch every rom-com I can. But I mean, they got some good stuff. They got some movies that like you're like, oh, I can't believe you're releasing that already. And yeah, they've got some old shows that I like, but some new stuff too. Oh, they're also the ones that have Five Star Weekend.
Oh yeah, they
I love
did.
that. That's like, I
So
think that was like their most popular series ever, actually. I think that broke records for them.
yeah, so for them to score Five Star Weekend and The Obsession, that's good. Obsession is really good for them. Now, the burning question, would you pay for it though?
And this is the thing, is that maybe a year ago, I would have said no. Now, yes, I think I
Awesome.
need it. I'm like, I find myself going there. I think I go there pretty often. Not the most. You probably are gonna know my number one, but
Sure.
that's definitely quite a bit.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm with you. I think a few years ago, I would not have. In fact, I used to watch a lot of The Office with commercials because I think the free version of Peacock used to give you commercials. Now, I don't think they even have a free platform anymore because they got into the game. But I think I would at this point pay for it just for because we watched The Office and Abbott Elementary too is really fun. So, well, let's get to these last two real quick. I don't want to miss out on them. HBO Max. HBO was the king. When I was a kid, that was all there was. I mean, you either had regular
Wait,
TV or
hold on.
HBO.
Before you do the, because I think I know what your last two are going to be, and I feel like we just need to really quickly say one that we wouldn't pay for, which is Stars. Forget
Oh
about
yeah, I
Stars.
wasn't even going to mention
You
Stars.
weren't even going to mention Stars.
I
I
wasn't
just
even going to mention
mentioned.
Stars,
I just,
AMC Plus.
yeah,
All
yeah.
yeah.
Those, yeah, Stars and AMC Plus, get out of here. Don't you dare. How dare you come in here and try to like add in something else? So no, not paying for those. But
They're
yes,
like,
please proceed with the, I forgot about HBO Max. I do use that one a lot, but go ahead.
yeah, HBO, like, yeah, Starz, like, you sure you don't want to watch The Housemaid again? No, I don't. Go away.
No, thank you for
Yeah.
getting the free for the trial for like 3 months for $5. That's how you do
Yeah. Crazy. But yeah, HBO Max was always the king of shows like Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon and even House of Cards when that was popular and Sopranos. I mean, we think of HBO and we think of those iconic shows. There's tons of movies on there. I think to me, HBO Max is one that, and now that HBO Max has all the Discovery, has all of the Food Network stuff, all of the HGTV stuff, it's probably, if I had to only get one, I think it's going to be HBO Max.
Wow. I would say HBO Max is in my top three. I don't know where it would land. I'm trying to think. I'd really have to, but I do go to HBO Max a lot. They have obviously oh God, I'm
White
blanking on
Lotus.
White Lotus. That's what I was gonna say. They have White Lotus, which is one of my favorite shows. They had the comeback. I'm currently watching Hacks on there right now, finally, since it's done. I'm on season three, which is it's good. I have my thoughts on it. I think that it's I don't I think it's a little overhyped for what it was, but season three is a lot better than season two. But they have like you want to talk quality. They had Game of Thrones. They have there's some really good movies too that get released on there as well. We just watched the drama because Trevor hadn't seen it, so we
Oh,
watched the drama on there. There was another movie.
The Mummy's on there. I haven't watched The Mummy yet, but it's on
The
there.
Mummy. What did we watch right before the drama?
I don't
There's
know.
some other stuff on there.
Yeah, but yeah, stuff like The Pitt and I mean, yeah, HBO is, man, they are tops in the game. Task, all of the Succession, plus, like I said, the plethora of movies that they have. So HBO Max is always up there and one I would definitely pay for sure.
Same. I would have to pay. I know they have Mortal Kombat 2 on there. Trevor watches True Detective.
Oh yeah, True Detective's great.
Oh, Heated Rivalry. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good
Go
one.
hockey.
Yes. Yes.
All
Yeah, there was
right.
something else that we watched, but oh well. Okay. Yeah. Definitely I
Yeah.
would pay.
For sure. Well, the one that needs no introduction, we kept it to last because you don't even need to promoted is obviously Netflix.
The OG.
The OG, they are the ones that, I mean, and they have upped their game on movies, original shows, just stuff that, you know, stuff that's streaming everywhere else. They're like, no, we want it too. We want our people to be able to have it. So Netflix is definitely one that I would pay for. And I
I
have a
do
lot.
pay for. I do pay for. You don't. You never do.
I do sometimes until I get mad and I'm like, because here's the thing, if Netflix wants me to preview their stuff and to promote it, I have to have a subscription. Unlike all the other streaming aspects that sometimes will give you screener apps and places to watch it, Netflix doesn't. So I'm like, hey, I understand. You don't want me to talk about your stuff. I won't. But if you want me to see this stuff, I need a subscription. So anyway, that's all behind the curtains. I would pay for it anyway. I mean, there are times when I will go a stretch and I don't feel like begging, so I'll pay for it for a few
So you
months.
do sometimes pay for
Yeah,
it?
because I mean, obviously we need it. We're not going to not have Netflix. We're just not.
I just don't know how I could survive without Netflix. Like, it's just, especially around Christmas time, it's my
It's your new hallmark, isn't it?
it's my new Hallmark. I don't like I look forward to Christmas. Like, I start my list for all the movies I'm gonna plan on watching right in that peak of after the awards, because I know I'm gonna watch a ton during award season. I have to watch
Sure.
all those awards movie, which a lot is on Netflix now too, because they are big heavy hitters during award season. And then I need to like I'll just binge the holiday stuff because they're crushing it there. They have some amazing rom-coms. Case in point, Voicemails for Isabel, one of the best rom-coms of the year, and maybe in even the last 10 years, it's really up there.
Yep.
They crush it with the rom-com genre. They crush it with like some family stuff. They have a Happy Madison. I'm gonna watch that new one that's coming out. The with Adam Sandler's daughter comes out on this Friday. I
Oh,
really want.
yeah. So they're constantly releasing stuff, and it is one that everybody talks about. Everybody talks about their shows. And it's one I don't mind paying for too, because unlike Stars, I feel like you get your money's worth. HBO
Oh,
Max and Netflix, you're going to get your money's worth. I mean,
for
that's the only
sure.
streaming one my mom has, and because she loves all the Ransom Canyon and
Oh, yeah, Ransom
all of
Canyon.
those like great like just series. And so I think everybody, if they could just choose one, I have a feeling Netflix would be the one everybody would choose.
And I would say Netflix is also the one that's they've got some great reality series. We watch Love is Blind and
Oh,
Love is
yeah.
Blind UK, which I think the UK one's coming back here pretty soon. But also, I just watched the Harry Jowsey one. I watched,
You did.
oh yeah, I interviewed him too. So,
I know, that
but
was pretty awesome. That was pretty awesome
yeah,
you
I know that
interviewed
was
him.
cool. And then, well, I didn't see, I saw the, they sent me the finale, which airs today. The finale airs today to see if he gets married. But there's a reunion. So I can't wait to see the reunion and see what's still happening. But I'm just saying they're probably out of all the streaming, I would say they have the best luck with their original reality shows too.
Absolutely. No, I agree 100%. And The Last House, did you watch The Last House? That's their new thriller movie.
I have not yet. We're gonna watch Pressure. We watch drama, we're gonna watch Pressure and then The Last House. But I have seen bad reviews about The Last House, which I'm shocked.
Go in low and just have
You
fun with
watched
it and
it?
you'll be good. Yeah, we watched it. And yeah, it was an easy watch. And yeah, there was some stuff about it that you're like, okay, this is kind of odd. But yeah, it's definitely worth watching. But I said just go in medium to low and just enjoy it, and I think you'll have fun with it.
Good. Will do.
All right, well, there you go. Well, that's all the stuff that's streaming. I love talking about what we're watching. Maybe once a month we'll come back and visit all these again and see what's big and hot on there. As always, each week we'll talk about more of that. Check out Susan at thischicksflix.com, everything we do, mungleshow.com. We'll be back with more next week.